Now, there you go. That's a little bit of Elizabeth music for you. That is music from Shakespeare's time. And that'll serve as a little bit of an introduction to Paul Omani.
Omani.
Kind of like a piece from Oman, he said that. Okay, so Paul, good morning.
Good morning.
And you are here from part of England? What part?
I'm from the southeast of England. I have been recently living in Brighton. But working a lot in London.
Where they have the beaches.
Exactly, yes.
And working in London. Well, it's not that far from London.
It's fine, yeah. There's a train.
Right.
You can sit on it, you can fall asleep.
Right.
It's okay.
Hour's ride.
About an hour, if it works.
Right. If it works, that's always a good question. So you're with the London Shakespeare Company that comes to visit Austin every once in a while?
Yeah, the company's actors from the London stage.
Actors from the London stage.
Made up with sort of actors who've worked in all sorts of different places across London.
Could I get you to come over?
You certainly can.
There you go.
I was the other side of the room earlier, and now I'm there.
Now you're here. Okay. So, good morning and welcome. And tell us what you're doing in Austin. Now, he's got a very bright, smiling face, I have to tell you, before he tells you what he's going to be doing. Okay, go ahead.
I've got a very bright, smiling face, and I've not even had any coffee yet this morning. So,
right.
So I'm very enthused about what I'm up to. I'm here for a week with Actors on the London Stage, and we are performing our production of Richard III. And the way that we work as a company, we have just five actors playing all of the parts in the show, putting on a whole production of Richard. It's the first history play that the company's ever done. And it's also the first time that the ratio from women to men has been 4-1. So I'm the only man on tour.
The only man.
I am, yes.
In the entire play.
In the entire play of Richard III.
Now, traditionally, that has maybe two women in it, but it's you know, the other way around.
That's exactly right. Yeah. So, and I get to play Queen Elizabeth. That is my,
one of my
main roles in the show and Hastings. So I'm here for a week with that.
So one of the women is playing Richard III?
Yes, a brilliant actress called Lizzie Crowther is playing Richard III.
So this is going on at, I told you, 7:30 at the B. Iden Payne on Thursday. Tonight, Thursday and Friday. Exactly. And you're speaking at noon today with the Poetry Festival?
That's right. I'll be outside the Ransom Center at noon today. That's the other thing I'm doing whilst I'm here. I'm doing giving sort of a poetry reading based on selections from the Odyssey and other poems about the sea and about sort of homecomings and migration.
The wine dark sea.
Exactly right, yes.
So do you have any poetry in your head that you could spout a stanza or two of?
Oh goodness,
Americans are just
in the morning, you know.
It's just fine.
There was an ancient mariner, and he stoppeth one of three. That's about as far as I can remember with the rhyme of the ancient mariner.
Yeah, that's a long one. It's just one of those things. Americans love to hear British people do poetry, do Shakespeare, do anything. We just love hearing your accents, and they seem so appropriate to the texts that we're hearing. Now, of course, it's an American. It's a different thing. And have you done American accents in your performances ever?
No. I don't think I've ever dared to do an American accent over here. Mm-hmm. No.
You know other actors do.
Do they? Well, yes, absolutely. And sort of in our productions with AFTLS, we've not done any American accents. Although we tend to use quite a few different regional British accents, which then people over here tell us they can't distinguish.
We can't distinguish it at all.
But to my ears, they are sort of so different.
Right.
And yet, yeah, they're completely the same.
Well, it'd be pretty the same for somebody over here doing a New York accent versus a Los Angeles accent or something like that.
Sure,
you might not be able to distinguish it very, very well. So tell us some of the other distinguishing things about this production of Richard III. It's no sets. It's all just you guys jumping around, or did you bring some sort of sets or props or something?
We have a few props. So it's quite a sort of an interesting way of working because we don't have a director. Mm-hmm. And so it's just the five of us sort of left in a room, and the room is locked. And we're not allowed out until we've got a production.
Mm-hmm.
And none of us had ever worked together before either. So we have just the 4 weeks in London, and then we have one final week rehearsing over here. And all of our props that we have and our costumes have to fit into one bag that can then be checked in. So that's sort of our, that's our sort of limitation.
I mean, this is a true sort of like troubadour kind of production.
Absolutely. The idea is that we can turn up anywhere and perform sort of pretty much within sort of 10 minutes, really.
Do you ever watch Game of Thrones?
I've never watched Game of Thrones.
What, for heaven's sake?
What am I doing with my life for the last few years? I don't know. I've been living under a stone.
They have theater in that the Game of Thrones. They'll have little productions where people more or less throw things together.
Right.
And do parodies of what's actually going on. It's quite an interesting device they've got going. It's sort of like Shakespeare's Hamlet, you know, where the players come and do take on what happened with Hamlet's father and all that in the play. And this has little plays within plays. So it's very fascinating. But it's also one of those things where they just more or less toss it together.
Right.
But, you know, they might have an interesting costume or something out of the mix. So do you have a costume maker, or do you just wear street clothes?
We all have to sort of get our costumes ourselves. We are sort of truly left entirely to our own devices.
And this is a fascinating way to do theatre.
It's lovely. I really enjoy it. And I think it's sort of what it kind of really brings to the production is that, you know, we don't have the money to have a huge concept and to set it in sort of, you know, 1920s Belarus or something like that. We just have to tell the story as clearly as we possibly can. And it really sort of puts the emphasis on the story, on the words. And let those shine through, hopefully.
Now, I have a question for you. This is completely off the bat, but since we're talking Richard III, and this has to do with, you know, they live in castles and things like that.
They do.
When I was in England back in 1969, I went to Rochester Castle, which is in your neighborhood, sort of. It's over in Kent.
Yes.
Have you been to Rochester Castle?
I have, yes.
Is it still abandoned, or have they spruced it up and opened it up or something?
They've done quite a good job in terms of you know, making it all sort of quite presentable in terms of, you know, people can kind of visit there.
It was just crumbling down when I saw it. Nobody anywhere near it, and we just wandered up the hill, and there it was.
I think in the last 20-25 years, there's been more of a concerted effort to sort of protect some of those places which are crumbling and have been crumbling, and so they're now quite well sort of looked after, but they're still very definitely deserted.
Right.
No one's going to be moving in again anytime soon.
Right. Okay, Paul Omani is our guest. And did I get it right?
You did. You got it spot on.
Okay. And I will look forward to seeing you in these productions. You've got tonight, which is Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday night at 7:30.
Yes.
And it's going to be at the Beiden Payne Theater, which is the sort of largish theater space over there in the drama building, and it's the big space, so go over and see it. And there is parking on the street all over the place, and there's probably there's a parking garage just across the street over there next to the museum, and so it's just a short walk to the drama building. So I've enjoyed so much talking to you, Paul.
And you, thanks for having me on.
We will look forward to seeing you next year if you come back again, or whatever other adventures you're involved in. We'll look for you on television, or you'll be on the BBC, or who knows where you're going to show up. But Paul Omani, we'll look forward to you. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks, John.
Okay, farewell. Now, let's go back.